A case involving an American pastor is turning into an international political tit for tat. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As international relations between the U.S. and Turkey grow even more tense, we have some specific ways that you can be praying. And then a ministry partner is fighting malnutrition among kids in Niger. It's a unique story of transformation, and you can play a role. Stay tuned for that in just a few moments. But we're starting today in Turkey, where things aren't looking good for American pastor Andrew Brunson's situation. He was a missionary to Turkey for 23 years until he was arrested a year and a half ago on false charges of terrorism and espionage. On April 21st, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said, if the United States government wants Brunson back, they must extradite Fethullah Gulen, a Muslim cleric who President Erdogan believes orchestrated the failed 2016 coup. Open Doors USA's David Curry says,
he's using this need to have revenge on a political rival as a reason to hold hostage Pastor Brunson in Turkey. And so it's very concerning.
Brunson's trial opened last week, and the next court hearing is May 7th. At this point, there's no telling how long the trial's going to take. But if he's convicted on the charges, he could be looking at 35 years in prison.
I think our government has done the right thing and is being very vocally in support of Pastor Brunson. And I think at this point, the American people just need to continue to let their voice be heard, that we don't want American citizens being held hostage for essentially political reasons. And of course, be praying for Pastor Brunson and this situation, because it's very difficult political situation and he's an innocent victim in all this.
Next, imagine finding out your marriage is illegal and your child is stateless. As the Syrian civil war continues, though, more refugees are coming to Lebanon, and some decide to get married, but they don't have much money, so they just have a small religious ceremony. Unfortunately, Lebanese laws require a civil ceremony, too. Tom Adama with Heart for Lebanon says,
Lebanese will not verify that marriage as legal unless they pay a fee, which they probably can't pay. And then in Lebanon, they don't understand the system, which is not just a Muslim has to okay it, but there has to be a process of a civil as well as religious ceremonies, and they don't understand that. So they end up with a marriage by physical attraction and physical living together, but it's not legal. And in there lies a lifelong problem, because without a legal marriage, children won't get birth certificates, and it just spirals into a lot of complications.
The problems are hard, but opportunities for the gospel are opening through these situations. Pray for Heart for Lebanon as they work with these families and just show them the love of Christ. And in Niger, malnutrition affects a large part of the population, especially kids under the age of 5. Christian Aid Mission's Sarah Simba explains,
statistics show that every woman in Niger has 7.5 children, and that is between 40 and 50% of the children in Niger, and these children are under the age of 5, and all these children are pretty much malnourished, like severely malnourished.
A Christian Aid ministry partner started a medical clinic and is providing nutrition and immunizations to 11 villages. That means their work is touching the lives of about 450,000 people.
This clinic is supervising and helping with different nutrition programs in at least 13 health centers. Their vision was to establish an oasis of hope for mothers and children by providing to them holistic health services. They strive for excellence in increasing and creating awareness through preventive health services, education, health education, and many community outreach.
So while they're dealing with physical illnesses, the ministry is also addressing spiritual needs by sharing the hope of Christ and planting churches. Let's be praying for those ministry efforts. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Did you know that 95% of deaf people in the world don't have a Bible in their own sign language? This month, Deaf Bible Society is offering a free 14-day prayer guide that will help you pray for this unreached people group. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.